Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, November 11th. Today we celebrate Veterans Day, a day to honor military veterans. And today is also Thankful Tuesday. And so what a good combination for us today to think about veterans in our lives and those we know and those we don't who have lived in a way to help us flourish as a nation. We also, Lord, bring our thanksgiving for those who have given their lives so that we might be free. Our first passage today is Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 13. I'm reading in the New Revised Standard Version. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord that he may have mercy on them and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of a thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of a briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Y'all, this is a passage we might need to read again. Let us just sit for a moment in it. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. This is reminiscent of 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, which reminds us that today is the day of salvation. While the Lord is summoning you, would you respond by giving him your whole life? Another word that comes to mind is mercy. Let them return to the Lord that he may have mercy on them, because the Lord is someone who abundantly pardons. The word is highlighted here as well. The gospel that never returns void. God's word. It says in verse 11, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty. Oh Lord, would you do a work in us through your word today and in those around us, especially those on our prayer list who do not know you? Would your word go powerfully into their lives and transform them from the inside out? And then the outcome in this passage is one of overwhelming joy and peace. In the days of the new heavens and the new earth, in verse 13, we see instead of thorns that came about because of the fall, there will be a beautiful tree, a cypress, instead of a briar, a myrtle. And this will be an everlasting sign that the Lord has not cut us off. Rather, he has restored us to an Eden-like position before the fall. That's good news today, brothers and sisters. Let's turn now to the book of Acts, chapter 23. Dun, dun, dun. Today we read about Paul being sent to Felix, the governor. Oh, I love this book. I'm going to be so sad when we finish it. Starting in verse 23. Then he summoned two of the centurions and said, get ready to leave by 9 o'clock tonight for Caesarea with 200 soldiers 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen. Also provide mounts for Paul to ride and take him safely to Felix the governor. He wrote a letter to this effect, Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency, the governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them. But when I had learned that he was a Roman, I came with the guard and rescued him. Since I wanted to know the charge for which they accused him, I had him brought to their council. I found that he was accused concerning questions of their law, but was charged with nothing deserving death or imprisonment. When I was informed that there would be a plot against the man, I sent him to you at once, ordering his accusers also to state before you what they have against him. So the soldiers, according to their instructions, took Paul and brought him during the night to Antipatris. The next day, they let the horsemen go on with him while they returned to the barracks. When they came to Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, they presented Paul also before him. On reading the letter, he asked which province he belonged to, and when he learned that he was from Cilicia, he said, I give you a hearing when your accusers arrive. Then he ordered that he be kept under guard in Herod's headquarters. Each time I read the next section in Acts, I am struck by God's providence and how God is working through even these Roman officials to preserve Paul's life and also to allow the gospel to be expanded as Paul testifies to who Jesus is. Our final passage today is Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Assurance of God's protection. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Psalm 121 is one of those that I just want to keep reading. So today, as we end the podcast, I am going to play Psalm 121 from The Corner Room. Adam Wright puts a lot of scripture to music, and this is one that I really love, and I hope you'll enjoy it as well. Will you pray with me? Father, on this thankful Tuesday, we want to thank you for a person, specifically today, a veteran, someone who impacts our lives and also has lived in a way to help our country flourish. We thank you, Lord, for a place. Perhaps it's a place that reminds us of our freedom as citizens of the United States, or our freedom as it relates to our faith. Lord, we do not want to take for granted all the things that we have, all the material possessions, and all of the sentiments, all of the feelings that we can have. For example, Lord, we thank you for peace, and I pray that in the lives of my brothers and sisters, physically, mentally, emotionally, and socially, would you give them peace? We thank you for peace in our country, and we pray, Lord, that you would continue in areas where there is unrest to bring about peace, which points to you. We thank you, Lord, for your character, that we can lift our eyes to you, and we know that our help comes from you. We thank you for your providential care in our lives, and your mercy that we know is in your word, and the promise that your word does not return void. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? I lift up my eyes to the hills.
Lord.